Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. Today we're continuing to look at the life of St. Peter. As tomorrow the church celebrates the feast of the chair of St. Peter, and we know now when you go to St. Peter's in Rome, if you've ever been there, you know that just the magnificent, huge church, the center of Catholicism. There's a chair there that's called the chair of Peter, and you just see now how exalted Peter has become, and what a great saint he was, and how he was at the very center of the foundation of the whole drama of the life of Jesus, and was really particularly and uniquely chosen. I mean, all the apostles were personally chosen by Jesus, but we've been looking at the life of Peter this week because I want to celebrate his life. And what we see is that Peter was fully human. Peter had moments of amazing glory, and when he was surrendering to God's promptings in his heart, he was listening to the voice of God, and he was key at key moments. But then there were times where he was just completely off, where not only at one point Jesus blessed him because of the gift that the Father had given him to show Peter who Jesus was, that you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. The next minute, Jesus is saying, yes, I am the Messiah, as Peter mentioned, and this is my destiny. I have to suffer and die. And Peter said, no, God forbid. No. That can't happen, Jesus. And Jesus turns to him. After Peter's rebuking Jesus turns to Peter and gives him a really stiff rebuke. And he said, get behind me, Satan. Literally, because Peter was relying on his own understanding, maybe operating out of his own fear. He wasn't listening. He wasn't hearing the voice of God in it, but just impulsively reacting. He was serving the wrong master in that moment. And Jesus wasn't happy about it. And just like that, you see the weakness of Peter, the human flesh, the fallen human nature. Jesus didn't choose Peter because he was perfect. He didn't choose you to become his child, his follower, because you're perfect. He chooses what's weak in the world. At the end of the day, even those who look strong are weak. Jesus literally doesn't have anybody else to choose. Human nature, human beings are fallen. We're enslaved to sin. And right, we have this flesh inside us that weakens us profoundly and darkens our mind. And we see it lived out every single day in our culture, maybe in our own personal lives in some days. And so you see Peter's life was up and down. Never was it more dramatic, friends, when at the Last Supper, they're celebrating. I mean, Passover celebration is a joyful event. It's great fun. I've partaken in many of them. And the apostles are with Jesus, and they're loving it, and they're close to him, and Peter's close to him, and John in particular that night. And Jesus prophesies something. He describes what's coming, and again, shocks them all. And verse 30, chapter 26 of Matthew's gospel, it said, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, you will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. You will all fall away because of me this night. Peter heard that. The apostles heard that. Like, what do you mean we'll all fall away? And like sheep in a flock, you're going to be scattered. They just celebrated this great meal. They're with Jesus. You know, that just days earlier, he came into Jerusalem, and they were singing Hosanna. And who knows what they thought about what was about to unfold. They still weren't fully getting it. But then it says in verse 33, Peter declared to him, though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away. I will never do it. Now, Peter wasn't lying. He just didn't know better. Peter didn't want to fall away. But Peter did not know and yet had not yet fully come to terms with his own weakness, his own sin-sick heart. This is crucial for him. This is where the false self that's in Peter, the Who knows? Pride maybe was in Peter, right? Whatever it was, whoever he thought he was, he did not yet come to terms with who he was in total. He didn't come to terms with his own brokenness, his own sinfulness, his own weakness. And it's interesting, friends, this is who Jesus chose. This is who Jesus loved. In fact, he said, all of you will fall away tonight. And he loved them all. Those were his best friends. Those were the ones who were closest to him. Maybe Mary was the only one, probably, who was closer to him than the apostles. Though they all fall away because of you, I'll never fall away. Did you ever say anything like that to Jesus? Lord, I won't ever do that again. I won't. Not me. Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples. They all said it. We won't deny you. And of course, at the center of this drama is their leader. The leader among the 12 is Peter. And Peter assures him, not me, no way, never. One thing I will never do, Jesus, is deny you. Right? I know who you are. I love you. So what we see is this drama unfolding now in chapter 26, verse 69 and following. Now, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. That's after Jesus had been arrested. And a maid came up to him and said, you also were with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you mean. Number one. Verse 71, and when he went out to the porch, another maid saw him, and she said to the bystanders, this man was with Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 72, and again he denied it with an oath. Oh, wow. He denied it with an oath. I do not know the man. After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you, right, from where he's from in Galilee. Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know the man. And immediately the cock crowed, and Peter remembered. He remembered the saying of Jesus, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. And he went out and he wept bitterly. He had three chances. And each time, instead of regrouping after the initial one, he doubled down on his denial. Peter, in God's mercy, was confronting his utter poverty, his self-preservation, his inordinate self-love, his fear. All these kinds of things were present in him. And he was not strong enough to face what Jesus was about to face because of his fallen nature. And with certainty and strength, I mean, just take some time, friends, tonight or tomorrow, where you just chew on this story, just reflect on it, put yourself in the drama of that situation. And even though Peter was warned, and even though he swore twice, this will never, ever happen. Within hours, it actually happened. Jesus had told him in the garden when they all fell asleep, and it said here, verse 40, and he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, so could you not watch with me for 1 hour? The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. We need to come into a full life in the spirit and live by the power of the Holy Spirit more and more in our lives. Because we all know, how many times have you fallen? How many times have I fallen? How many times have I denied Jesus when I said yes to sin? The very thing that killed Jesus, the very thing that's killing me is sin. And I'm blinded enough at times to say, to see a glimmer of good, but knowing in my conscience almost like the voice of Jesus. You're going to deny me. You're going to deny me. No, Lord, I won't deny you. What do? I deny him. Friends, we're all very much like Peter. We're all on the way to purification, holiness. This is why holiness is so important. Holiness is really this radical love of Christ that's given to us, Jesus' heart, given to us in the Holy Spirit, that enables us, though by the Holy Spirit, empowers us to love what Jesus loves, to love the commandments, to love his plan for us, and to say yes to it. And slowly as we walk in that life and let the love of God lay hold of us, friends, and we say no more and more to sin, we come alive to virtue and to the fruits of the Spirit and the things God wants and can produce in us. But it's something we cooperate with. And if we're not humbled, and Peter was to receive so much responsibility, but he couldn't bear that responsibility if he didn't know his own weakness. And he didn't know how radically he had to depend on God. And that the whole affair, the whole assignment was way over his head. And that in his own strength, he'd fail. This is partly why he wept bitterly. He wept in a realization of how weak he was in failing to love the one he really loved, when the one he loved most needed him. He saw himself. He knew he was emerging as a key leader among the apostles, and he failed most dramatically. Think of the guilt and the shame and the pain that he was dealing with, having to confront the reality of who he is. Have you ever had that, friends, where those moments, I remember my friend Danny Abramowitz in his testimony talking about, you know, he was a big-time professional football player and big celebrity, and the way he puts it, he said, I was also a drunk. And I lied about it. I pretended I didn't have a problem. And he said, one day, I got up and I looked in the mirror and I was about to shave after a night of carousing and living in a hypocritical life. He said he looked in the mirror, he looked in his eyes, and he said, when I looked at those eyes, I looked at myself, all I could feel was hatred. I hate who I have become. And he was, for the first time, beginning to have some light. He was being honest about his hypocrisy. He said what he hated was hypocrisy. And he hated how he was hurting those he loved. That's exactly what Peter experienced. Friends, all of us have to come to this place, especially before we take up our assignment in the Lord, because every one of us, the assignment we've been given in Christ is too much for us on our own strength. And we can only bear fruit if we're abiding in the vine, which is Jesus. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Your flesh is useless, he said, but only the Spirit gives life. This is a teaching that Peter understood. He came to preach it, and we'll look at that tomorrow in 1 Peter. He was so clear about where strength comes from. And he will later in John's gospel encounter Jesus, and Jesus will ask him, you know, three times, Peter, do you love me? And they're reconciled together, and Jesus restores Peter and strengthens him. And that's what he wants to do us when we fall, because he loves us. He doesn't come to condemn us. God bless you, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.